Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is just 1 week away, and it is sure to be the biggest comic book movie of the year. I've got five things you need to know before seeing it, coming up right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
I can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Anulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth! Mysterio is the truth!
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up? What is up? And welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simi. Today on the pod, I've got you covered with a Multiverse of Madness primer, making sure that you go into this movie with all the knowledge you need to understand all of the storylines, all of the cameos, and all of the Easter eggs. I am here to help you. We're going to go through this journey together, so we are both prepared. We are both ready for what is sure to be the most epic Marvel movie to date. Maybe? I don't know. No Way Home was pretty fucking epic, so that's a tough one. That's I don't know, but it's going to be crazy. It's going to be huge. It's going to be your madness. So I've got five things that you need to know before going to see this movie. Release date, Friday, May 6th. I hope all of y'all are seeing it opening night in IMAX, like myself. Shout out IMAX. Sponsor this podcast. Sponsor me. Hit me up on Twitter, on TikTok. Hit me up here on the pod. I want to be partners in this podcast. IMAX, sponsor me. Because if you are not seeing this movie on opening night or in IMAX, are you really seeing Multiverse of Madness? I mean, are you really? Think about it. I don't think so. First off, we have to talk about that new TV spot that Marvel dropped yesterday with a couple spoilers? Question mark? I don't know. If you haven't seen it and you don't want to know about it, then fast forward like 1 minute and then I won't spoil it for you. But Marvel did drop a TV spot yesterday, featured three pretty good looks at people in the movie that we really haven't seen before. So I'm a little... I'm very curious about this situation that we are currently in, because Marvel is known for not necessarily spoiling their own movies, but definitely spoiling their own movies sometimes. So first we got a good look at Professor Charles Xavier. We knew from his voice work in the main trailer, we knew that he was going to be in this movie. That's not the surprise. The surprise here was that his hand was on a yellow arm rest, much like the X-Men animated series. I didn't think we'd be getting any visuals until the movie came out next week, and I guess that I was absolutely wrong. Second, we got a pretty good look at Captain Marvel. Loved that. Third, Captain Carter's shield in action. We don't see her face, we don't see her body really, but we do see her shield, damn it. And I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little sad because the movie is 1 week away. People have bought over $40 million in pre-sale tickets. You don't need to sell this movie anymore, Marvel. You don't need to do this. Stop with the overindulgent trailers and TV spots. Just let it ride, baby. Just let it ride. Let us be fully surprised when we hold on to our butts in the movie theater. Come on. I know more cameos are coming. I know it's going to be a wild movie. I get it. I just really wanted to be, like, blind. You know, listeners of the pod know I am an advocate for a Marvel blackout one of these days, one of these movies. Give me nothing. Give me no trailer. Give me no poster. Just give me a title and we'll just ride and we'll just roll in and have no fucking clue what's going on in that movie. That's the way I want to do this one time, because God, that would be talk about the Multiverse of Madness. That would be just pure madness. Okay, let's get into the five things that you need to know before seeing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness on May 6th. Number one, and really the most important thing here, both Dr. Stephen Strange and Wanda Maximoff are dealing with consequences of their own actions. Dr. Strange and his actions from Spider-Man No Way Home, opening the multiverse, variants starting to get through, and then you've got Wanda dealing with the aftermath of Vision and her family's ultimate demise, really, in Westview in the Disney Plus series WandaVision. Now, if you aren't familiar with these storylines, I highly recommend to watch Spider-Man No Way Home and WandaVision before you go see Multiverse of Madness. Now, it hasn't been that long since I've seen No Way Home. I have not rewatched WandaVision since it finished, since the finale came out on Disney Plus like a year and a half ago. So, if time allows, and I'm really hoping it does, I am going to dive back into WandaVision to really set myself up in the right mindset for where Wanda is and the absolute heartbreak that she is going through with Westview and Vision and her family and everything about that. Because I think it'll tell you everything you need to know about Wanda. And Wanda is going to have a pretty big storyline in this movie. Sam Raimi has even come out and said that this movie is a direct continuation of Spider-Man No Way Home. So you can expect us to get thrown right into these multiversal problems that are happening. A rewatch of Spider-Man No Way Home, or a watch for the first time if you haven't seen it, and a rewatch of WandaVision are probably the two absolute required watching going into this movie to prepare you in the best fashion possible. You've got Wanda now in possession of the Darkhold and understanding the extent of her powers while searching for her sons, Tommy and Billy. She's still dealing with grief. She's still dealing with guilt. Her storyline, undoubtedly going to be very prominent in this film. She is reportedly on screen just as much as Doctor Strange is. So I think if you know one thing going into this movie, it's the fact that Doctor Strange is dealing with his consequences of the multiverse. Wanda is dealing with her consequences of grief and pain, of losing her family, losing Vision, and living in Westview, a hex that did not really exist. Number two, who are the Illuminati? I don't really know. So I had to do a little bit of research here. It's been alluded to and even stated in the trailers that the Illuminati will be present in this film, potentially supporting in the resolution of breaking open the multiverse, maybe making things worse. I don't know. Who are they and why do they matter here? Now, I'm not the king of knowledge, but from what I do know, in the comics, the Illuminati is a gathering of the smartest and most influential heroes on Earth. It exists to deal with galactic and multiversal threats. Now, they first appeared in the pages of Brian Michael Bendis' run on New Avengers. I think a very powerful group of people, obviously a very powerful group of heroes, and a group that has been long alluded to in Marvel and in the MCU. So it's finally coming to fruition. I feel like a lot of people are pretty excited about this. And I feel like we'll probably get a pretty good explanation in the movie of who the Illuminati are. I don't think we are expected to already know who they are and what they do and where they come from. So I think we'll get a pretty good idea of that in the movie itself. Now, what members could we see? This is a 6-person team in the comics. We know that Professor X is most likely going to lead this group. Baron Mordo, another likely member, and we'll get into him next on our third bullet point here, but that kind of takes care of two people. You got the likes of Maria Rambeau, and then Captain Carter could also be on this team. Those are two high possibilities, so you've got 4 of the 6 there, and it is possible that we see Mr. Fantastic join this team. Would be our first Fantastic Four. We know John Watts, the director of the Spider-Man trilogy, is coming out with a Fantastic Four film in the future. So I don't see it being unreasonable that we would get a Mr. Fantastic here. That would take care of 5. Another possibility here would be a variant of T'Challa. T'Challa sits on the Illuminati in the comics, and I think that is a total possibility here. So moral of the story when it comes to the Illuminati, super powerful group of heroes that are here to help Earth and protect it from multiversal and galactic threats. And don't rule anybody out. Don't rule any heroes out. Really, anything is possible. And I will talk about that in another bullet point as well. Number 3 thing that you need to know going into this movie is Baron Mordo. This guy is out for revenge. He wants it. He has vengeance in this movie, because in the final post-credit scene of Doctor Strange, we see Baron Mordo suck the power right out of Jonathan Pangborn's just core, his soul, a man that possessed sorcery to help him walk again, essentially went through the same training that Stephen Strange ended up going through to help with hands again. Baron Mordo then says there are too many sorcerers. For 6 years now, we've been waiting for the storyline to come good. So there is a good chance that we see Baron Mordo take up his post, act on his statement, and really try to figure out if there really are too many sorcerers. Now, it's also possible that what we're seeing in the trailers is a variant version of Baron Mordo with a different agenda. As usual, do not rule out variants, do not rule out other versions of people. Anything is possible. But the one thing I do expect to come from this Baron Mordo kind of storyline, if it does come out as being an important storyline, would be a battle on sorcerers across the globe, across the earth, across planets. I think that Baron Mordo is here to stick to his guns and say that there are too many sorcerers. And I think that's something that's going to play a role in this movie. Now, how much of like this evil Baron Mordo we get, I don't know. I don't know. We will see what happens. Number four thing you need to know, variants. All of the variants. Now, variants first appeared in Loki, so if you are feeling up to it, go back, rewatch Loki, understand the variants and the timeline and the TVA and all of those things, ultimately ending with He Who Remains and that entire storyline, which is very, very important here as well. I think it'll play a big part. But speaking of potential variants, it is important to know that there could be variants introduced for nearly any character in Marvel fandom. We know for sure that we're getting variants of Doctor Strange as Strange Supreme. We're getting variants of Wanda as a potential zombie Wanda, as well as potentially herself in Westview. But I would be prepared to see all sorts of characters. I also mentioned a T'Challa variant possibility a couple minutes ago, sitting on the Illuminati. I think that is totally not outside the realm of possibility. And truthfully, I would not rule out an Iron Man or a Captain America variant. Heroes that we haven't seen for some time now in Marvel, in the MCU. I think that is totally a realistic possibility. How far does Sam Raimi and Marvel and Kevin Feige want to go with the multiverse, with these possibilities for variants? I guess we'll find out. I don't really know. I am a little afraid that they will go too far. But I just don't want anybody to rule anybody out. I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think we're going to be getting a variant of Iron Man, a variant of Captain America, but the multiverse is open and it's called the Multiverse of Madness. And I just think it's important we all keep an open mind for any character possibilities. I don't want people disappointed. I don't want people sad that we didn't get somebody or mad that we did get somebody. I think you just go in for a good time. And you just go in and you get what you get. And I think there are a lot of possibilities out there. Number five, the fifth and final thing that I think you should know before going to see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Christine Palmer is back for love? I don't know. We're going to find out. Rachel McAdams is returning as Christine Palmer. And things could get real interesting between her and Stephen Strange. The last time we saw them in 2016's Doctor Strange, Stephen was so focused on fixing his hands and his life that he wasted away the love that she had for him, and he has regretted it ever since. Now, in What If Episode 4, we see this storyline expanded upon briefly. Again, supplemental, encouraged watching before you go see Multiverse of Madness here would be Episode 4 of What If, where we get the Strange Supreme, we get to see his regret, his love for Christine Palmer, and all of that kind of expanded upon just a little bit. Strange tries to fix the moment that he got into a car wreck and really live a happy life with Christine, only for it to really not go his way and then turn into Strange Supreme. So we know Strange Supreme is going to be in this movie. There is definitely that tie-in right there. We have seen snippets of Christine as a bride at a wedding and Strange in the audience in some trailers. But could this be in our reality? Could this be in a different universe, a different multiverse? What will happen in any one of the multiverses? I have no idea. But the one thing that I do know, I am so glad that Rachel McAdams is back. And hopefully we get some good love story between her and Strange, because her character was absolutely wasted in the first movie. And I can't wait to see what happens with her here. Rachel McAdams Club, unite. Rachel McAdams fans, let's go. And this is going to be an interesting twist to look for here, an interesting little subplot. Will we have enough room in this movie to host a love story and a love trope? God, I don't really know, but I hope the best for my girl, Christine Palmer. Here's one thing that I truly do want to happen before I get out of here, before I mentally prepare myself for Doctor Strange next week. The one thing that I do want to happen that maybe probably won't happen. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm saying I really, really want it to happen. Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider. I want my boy. I want my guy in this movie. Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider, appears. Look, he has a history with the Darkhold in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He would be the perfect lead-in to Midnight Suns. And Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider, is just sick as fuck. Honestly, I want it. I need it. I really hope it happens. And I will be ultimately disappointed if it doesn't. My wildest dreams and expectations do not come true. I will hate this movie. No, I'm just kidding. That is no way to think about this film. I think that would be a really, really cool thing. And it would be something that I would just absolutely lose my shit over. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And that's okay. I am currently working my way through all of the Fox X-Men movies. I have not seen any of them before. So I am going in and I'm trying to be at least somewhat prepared for this Charles Xavier storyline, for Professor X, for what we might get in terms of mutants, especially with Wanda here. So if you have any encouraging words as I slog through these Fox X-Men movies, let me know. I thought X3, I think it's called X-Men The Last Stand, I thought it was pretty dope, actually. I thought it was pretty good. So tell me why I'm wrong, but I thought it was pretty good. I've got a spoiler-free review of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness coming out the day that the movie releases, Friday, May 6th, and a spoiler-filled review come the week after. So be sure to check those podcasts out. Go check this movie out. It is going to be quite the conversation piece once it does come out. I have a feeling lots of things will be discussed. What are your predictions for the Multiverse of Madness? Let me know on Twitter at 15MinuteMarvel. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on any major podcast platform. A huge shout out to the patrons of the show: Brandon Clark, Hajir Shakib, Reagan Knapp, Alan Cole Peacock, Ben Lauren, Corellia Christina, Mike Zago, TJ Zwarch, and Jessica. Thank you all so much. Depending on your level of patronage to this pod, you now have access to the April Patreon episode of the pod, an extended conversation with TJ Zwarch, Garrett Blaney of Agents of Fandom, and Beth Ann Tarpley of She Will Rock You Pod, talking about our predictions, talking about what you need to know for Multiverse of Madness. So if you liked this episode of the pod, go check out the Patreon for $2 a month. You get access to that episode and tons of other bonus content, bonus episodes. I've had some really fun guests on those nice lengthy episodes, a little bit different than here. I will see you back here next time. I'm Ethan Simmy, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.